Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Have you been influenced positively by Pray Every Day, but want a little bit more? You may not realize this, but Pray Every Day is based on my 365-day devotional, Jesus Every Day, where I walk you through the whole Bible and empower you to pray through it daily. Find it everywhere books are sold, or you can click the link in the show notes. Now, today we're reading through Psalm 119, and we're reading verses 25 through 27 in the Voice Translation. And it says this, "My very being clings to the dust. Preserve my life in keeping with your word. I have admitted my ways are wrong, and you responded. Now help me learn what you require. Compel me to grasp the way of your statutes, so I will fix my mind on your wonderful works." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, for those whose very being clings to the dust, oh, I know what that is like. Lord, I pray for a preserving of their life. I pray for those suffering with chronic pain today, because I think about clinging to the dust, and that's what I think of, just this chronic condition or living with a disease that's just difficult. I pray, Father, that you are that great physician. And I pray for relief. I pray for perspective. I pray for growth. I pray for a turning toward you instead of away from you in the midst of the pain. Lord, preserve their lives in order for them to just display your majesty, to display your faithfulness, to display your goodness, to display your provision, to display your ability to carry them through. Lord, I know that when I see someone suffering and suffering well, holding your hand, I'm so deeply encouraged, and it causes me to want to follow you more. So I pray that those who are struggling today would become a testimony to your greatness, a testimony to your power, a testimony to your nearness. Lord, help us to live in light of saying we're sorry, and to live in light of being willing to recognize when we have sinned and to say it out loud. I just feel like repentance has lost its flavor these days. Folks just don't do it. They'll say things like mistakes were made, but they don't admit to their own mistakes. And so, Lord, right now I just confess my own sins to you, and I invite my audience to take that space to confess their sins too, Lord. Father, I have been very consumed with myself, and I ask for your forgiveness. I have wanted to have a life of ease more than I've wanted to follow after you. I have wanted to chase shiny things instead of chasing after you. So, Lord, I pray that you would forgive me. Lord, there are times where I get tired from people and I listen to another story and I just become weary of hearing another painful story and I just want to give up and I want to close my ears and I don't want to have to carry the weight of another person's pain. But Lord, you have asked us to bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill your law. And so, Lord, give me the ability and the strength to listen to yet another story. And help me not to just close myself off from people when I get weary and tired of hearing more pain. Lord, I admit that that I don't always pursue other folks, and that when I'm reminded about them from you, I don't always pray, I don't always send a note, I don't always do something for them. So Lord, I pray today instead in repentance that as you bring people to mind, that I would do something about it. Lord, I just want to grasp, just as the verse 27 says, compel me to grasp the way of your statutes, so I will fix my mind on your wonderful works. What a beautiful set of scriptures that is. Lord, we do want to place our minds on your wonderful works. So many times I can just place my mind on my disastrous ability to follow you, or the things that are all going wrong in my life at that moment, or the way things aren't straight the way I want them to be straight. I have crooked roads, Lord, and yet it says, your word says to concentrate on your wonderful work. So Lord, I pray for the person listening today who is concentrating on the pain and the stress and the worry of today. And I pray instead that you would reorient all of our hearts and all of our minds to concentrate on your wonderful works, that we could list your provisions, that we could talk about all the things that you have done with gratitude. I pray all this in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life overburdens you, unburden yourself through prayer, because God is there. He is listening to you. He is available to you. And He loves you so much, my dear, dear friend. Don't lose heart.